The Lord will bless us with great things. Even in this month of October, the greatness of God, the big greatness of God, the magnificent greatness of God will be not only revealed unto us, will be seen in our lives, will be represented in our destiny, our environment, we experience it, that great is the Lord in our lives. And he will do great things unto us, that people will rejoice with us. And oh God, my equal Santa Lebo, you can see Telebaia, Riva Shenta, Likuriba Santa, Lekiria Bahanto, Riva Shenta, Likuruba Santa, Lakaderia, Riva Santa, Likuruba Santa, Lekaderia. May God bless us with his greatness. May God bless us with his greatness. May God bless us with his greatness. And every manipulation of darkness against us is cut off. If they are cut off. Manipulations of darkness against the members of this church, they are cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. They are cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. They are cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. Our eyes shall see, our ears shall hear, our mouth shall testify to the goodness of God and to his greatness in this month of October in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be, and so it is. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, Psalm 118, verse 15. Okay, I read the Amplifier. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tent and the private dwellings of the uncompromisingly, that is, of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly and achieve strength. He said, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Say amen to that. That means that for you and for me, in this month of October, we will be singing songs of joy. We will be singing praises, rejoicing, because God will come and will not only save us, will also dwell with us. We also dwell with us in the mighty name of Jesus. When he says the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous, that means that there are those who will benefit from this blessing. This blessing is not just for everyone. It is for those who have set themselves apart for our Lord Jesus. Those who have set themselves apart for God. Those who are diligently following the things of God, diligently acting to him, diligently have the fear of the Lord in them. He said the voice of rejoicing and salvation will not depart from such tents, will not depart from such dwelling place, but will always remain there. Meaning that there is no weapon fashioned against you this month that shall ever be able to prosper. There is no tongue that rises up against you in judgment that will be able to come to pass. He said with your mouth, you are going to cut off the tongue of those who rise up against you. You will condemn them and they shall not be any longer. Why? Because the Lord has promised us, he has promised us that the voice of rejoicing and salvation. Why salvation? That is deliverance. That is setting free. So that means that whatever they program, it cannot stand. That is why he said, not only the voice of rejoicing, but celebration that God has brought deliverance unto me. I have finally rejoiced over my enemies. That is what we are talking about. We know that salvation we receive through Christ Jesus. I did not be so. And it's not just only saving us because of that. It is a continuous thing. Because the book of Romans tells us that Jesus Christ is doing what? Interceding for us. Amen. Hallelujah. So in this Psalm 118, you can read it. Let us take it quickly, sharp, from five. It said, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. If you are a righteous person, if you actually believe in the Lord God, if you actually accept that which Jesus has done for you, thank you again for this banner. If you actually believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes unto him except God draws the person. Amen. And you are on the Lord's side. And you know that God is on your side because he loves you. He said, when you call upon the Lord, God will answer and he will set me in a large place. Who wants to be set in a large place this month of October? The Bible tells me about Isaac. How Isaac dug a well, and then the Philistine, what did they do? They cover it up. He dug it again, cover it up. He dug it again, cover it up. And then after they allow him to have it, and then he said, God has made room. That is to say, a large place. God has made room for me in this place. Now I can occupy. This is the month that you will occupy and take over your possessions. He said, you call upon the Lord and he sets me in a large place. Why? How can this be possible? For the Lord is on my side. What can man do unto me? I always like this verse. It's also written in the book of Hebrews. The Lord is on my side. What can man do unto me? If you are able to believe that, if you are able to accept that, in short, you accept it in the name of Jesus. You believe it in the name of Jesus. And you walk in the power of that victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Because actually what we are dealing with this month, when we say is the sounds of joy, it is the word of God particularly that is the sound of joy for us. Amen. Are you hearing what I am saying? We want to enter, we want to understand the word of God this month in that area or that. Maybe the while, anytime I will decide to go work, come back now. Now, night duty I do. So, be like those sleeps, they catch me and they pray, no one. Praise the Lord. What I have is boiling in my heart, but to express it is now because of the tiredness. I mean, I got home around 8. And I'm already in the church early in the morning. Hallelujah. But what I'm saying is this. The sounds of joy. The sounds of joy. I want us to have it in our hearts. To remember that it is the word of God. That this month we should concentrate ourselves in understanding that every word of God towards us should produce joy. That we should be able to be delighted, excited, concerning the word of God. There is power in that. He said, come into his presence with thanksgiving in your heart and into his courts with praise. You cannot praise when you are not joyful. When you thank, you begin to have this joyful feeling because you are appreciating that which is done for you, and that metamorphose or translates you into the atmosphere, the arena, the realm of joy, of praise, that enables you to be able not only to make God happy, not only to make God to be joyful, because his word said unto us in the book of Zechariah, he said, I am rejoicing over you. But that you will see that your benefits and everything that you have asked of God with now beginning to happen expressly without you doing nothing. It will be like that of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat said, believe in the Lord, you will be established. Believe in his prophets, you shall prosper. 2 Chronicles 20:28. Believe in his prophets, you shall prosper. And what did he do? He made that word of God to become fire in him, to be burning with excitement. He so much trusted the word of God that when he went into the battle, he did not fight, but he was praising God. So when we are talking about sense of joy, we are talking about our inner excitement concerning the word of God. An inner excitement and acceptance of that which God is speaking to us at this season. Of that which God is talking to us personally for our own self, for our own matter. That each time we hear the word of God, we make our ears to tingle and say, oh, is that what he has just said about me? Do you know that kind of excitement that you just go, wow? Because your eyes will be pop up with revelation, understanding what God has said. We talk about wisdom, the power of understanding wisdom, and we are repeating the same thing in a different way. This time is that allow the word of God to excite you. Allow the word of God to delight you. Allow the word of God right from your heart. Be something that you are just willingly, fully embracing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke chapter 2. I said I wanted to read this Psalm 118. But anytime you look at the time, you can't fear you again. Let me finish it. He said, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. Why? My confidence is in God. We have read it before. He said, I called upon the Lord and he answered me and he set my feet upon a large place. He said, God is on my side. Me, I know they fear man. I get back in. Consciousness of that gives us triumph. It makes our head to be like this. And when you have confidence, I tell you, when you and I will have confidence in talking, in speaking, in the things that we do, those anybody, no matter how the person, ego melt. Confidence, they fear devil. That is why he is always in the act of intimidation. He will say things to intimidate you. You are black, you are what nothing, you are this. Because he knows you carry something. But when your head goes and you are confident in the one that is living in you, for he that is living in me is greater than the one that is living in the world. He that is living in me is called wisdom himself. He that is living in me is the creator. Something will pop up that you know I have backing. I'm not afraid. He said unto Joshua, he said, Joshua, be bold and courageous. As you take the word of God, so when he says, Joshua, be bold and courageous, don't you know that that is what he's telling me and you? That in every areas of our life, we must be bold and courageous. In whatever we want to do, he said, because therein you will have good success. As you meditate upon the word of God, as you delight yourself in the word of God and make the word of God to be a pleasure unto you. Remember, the word of God is not just like that. The word of God is power. Jesus is power. Let the word of God excite you. He says, so it doesn't matter who compass me about. He said, all nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about. Yes, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. He said, thou hast thrust so at me that I might fall. He said, but the Lord help me. Another thing is this. When we delight in the word of God will help us. When we have that sense of joy, when we hear that sense of joy, which is the word of God, bam, the word of God will become the angel that goes before us. Say, the Lord is my strength and song, and it's become my salvation. The Lord is my strength, and the Lord is my song. Hallelujah. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. He said, the right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. Therefore, I shall not die but live and declare the works of God. You won't die. You will live. Because the Lord God, his right hand, will do valiantly in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 2. I've given you the summary of what I'm about to say, which is make your heart to be happy when you hear the word of God. Let it interest you. Amen. He said, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, reading from verse 9. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Somebody is receiving, even right now, good tidings of great joy in the mighty name of Jesus. He says, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. That good good tidings of great joy that God has given you. He said, everybody will witness it with you. Amen. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them unto heaven, the shepherds said one to another, that is where interests me, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see the thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. You will see that which God has made known unto you. That sound of joy that you hear, that sounds of joy that you will hear in this month of October, you will not only hear it, your eyes will witness it. You will not only hear it, your eye will see it. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is like Bible being read unto them. The angels came and spoke. He said, come, something has happened. Then they said, let me go and see. Expectation. Trusting that word that they have heard. And the Bible told us. Then they went and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. They didn't just stay. Why am I reading this? Angels don't just come to anyhow person. He said the sound of rejoicing is in the tabernacle of the righteous. There is something about shepherding that touches the heart of God. Taking care of sheep, taking care of people, making the matter of another person to concern you. God is always, with wisdom, because the days are evil. But God loves those who love other people, because that is his commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. So they came in haste and they saw what happened. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. You will tell people, and they will wonder. You say, what God has said, it indeed came to pass. How did God speak to you when the pastor was preaching? There was a sound of joy that I heard in that word that she was preaching. In that word that he was preaching, I had a sound of joy on that day. And that sound of joy has produced this testimony. And I am telling you, brothers and sisters, come and also hear sounds of joy. Because the sounds of joy indeed do manifest testimony. Are you saying that amen?
Amen.
Oh, I'm excited. Oh, I'm delighted. If you read that same book, or if you go to Psalm 119, verse 24, it says something. It says, your testimony are my delight and my counselors. That is why I said, the shepherd, they went, they had a sense of joy. They went to that place and they confirmed that what they had was real. They did not just, they didn't shut their mouths. But what did they do? They told other people. And I've just told you that this sense of joy that you are hearing this month, we manifest your blessings. We give you a testimony, and you will testify, and your testimony will now become counselors to other people. He said, your testimonies also are my delights and my counselors. So when you hear that God has done something for someone, let it become counseling. Counseling. Let that miracle become your counsel. Let that miracle become your counsel. Proof to you that God is able. Let that miracle become a sound of joy. That you sleep and you are able to wake up. Let it become a sound of joy. Meaning that you slept and woke up, you will be able to do great things on that day. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Why the lies are falling from me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a goodly heritage. Sounds of joy. He has said it. You cannot sleep and wake up and then think that day will not be good for you. Why won't it be good for you? When it is the day of, do you know that each time I wake up, I tell God, thank you, you have created for me again another day. He said, this is the day. You remember when I said that we should be saying it every day? Since that time, I don't allow that to leave me. That was a few years back. He said, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. Why should I wake up and then we'll be thinking that the day will be bad? Why will it be bad? When God is the one that created it for me and he has died for me, make me to be righteous, for me to be able to hear sounds of joy that will produce my testimonies, which I will speak out to become counseling to people. So many people, because of this church, they have faced God and they are worshiping God. Don't you know that this ministry is a testimony? And who are the testimonies? You. When they look at your life and they see that things are working out fine, then they will say, oh, this serving God is like, it's not in vain. Oh. May more testimony happen in your life in Jesus' name. May good things and great things from God happen in your life in Jesus' name. For the valiant hand of God will go before you and grant you victory in the mighty name of Jesus. So they came, they saw it, and they spoke it. Psalm 43, from 3 to 5. He said, oh, send out thy light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto the holy hill and to the tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Now that one, I make me take this place. He says, the Bible says that you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. A hill that cannot be destroyed. Your light is shining on the mountaintop. He says, send out that light. Let your light and your truth, let them be leading me. Because rejoicing, the sons of rejoicing, the sons of joy, God has promised will be in the tabernacle of the righteous, in the tent of the righteous. And then David said, I want to benefit it. So let your light and your truth, let them lead me. You need the light of God to lead you. You need the truth of God to lead you in this month of October for you to be able to experience. Because if you don't delight in the commandment of God, if you don't delight in the word of God, how will it profit you? May God grant us revelation, which is what is called light. He said, when the light of God is in us, he said, how great will that light be? But if your light, the light of your eye, be darkness, he said, it is very destructive. May the light of your eyes be the light of God in Jesus' name. He says, so, he said, let all send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. By his spirit, he gives us his light. By his word, he gives us his light. We are able to experience the truth when we allow the spirit to be our teacher. Because God said that the Holy Spirit will not only comfort us, but the Holy Spirit will teach us and guide us into all truth. So when the light of God and the truth of God is what is leading us, we shall never fall. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the light of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The book of Psalm 27. So when the light of God is in front of us, leading us in the truth, we can never, never fall. We can never, never fail. But we will be seeing that the sounds of joy that his word has made inside us is manifesting blessings. And they will manifest blessing in Jesus' name. He said, then will I go unto the altar of God. And where is the altar of God? It is you yourself. The altar of God is in the temple. He said, unto God my exceeding joy. Yes, upon the house will I praise thee, O God, my God. I will go unto God as the light of God, and his truth is leading me by the Spirit. I will go unto God. Who is God to me? The one that makes me to be joyful. It's my exceeding joy. When I hear God, I am happy. When I hear God, I celebrate. When I hear things about God, I am dancing. Because God is my exceeding joy. Where your treasure is, now there your heart will be. I mean, where your heart is, now your treasure. How did they talk? Oh, now the same, man. Talking like this, now the same meaning will bring and come out. Hallelujah. So if your heart receives God and God is your, you know the meaning of exceeding, more than ordinary, more than normal, God is my exceeding joy. Wow. And it is his light and the truth that can lead us. That means the revelational truth of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I have to jump now because of the time. I wanted to read Romans 15. In the Romans 15, from 1 to 10 to 13, it's telling us. Well, let us read just from 10. Let us read from 10. He said, and again he said, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and laud him. Paul was talking about how God has chosen him to become a witness of Christ to the Gentiles. He said, and love him, all you people. And again, Isaiah said, there shall be a root of Jesse, which we read before, Jesus Christ that was born and was in the manger, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Do you see what the word has said? God said that he trusts you to trust him. And now they hear me. God said he had trusted you to trust him. He said in him the Gentiles shall hope. In him the Gentiles shall trust. Now may the God of that same hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Now that you may abound, in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That is why I said we should read that place. It said, may God himself fill us with the hope, with the joy, with the peace in believing. That means that when we believe in God, we shall be filled with the joy. We shall be filled with peace. We shall abound in hope. And whoever has hope knows that it will be well. Amen. And when you know that it is well and it will be well, your faith will take that sense of joy that it is well and it will become. Amen. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. It is our job. That is where the exceeding joy is. When we heard it in the time of refreshment, when Minister Imam was saying it, that we should minister to other people, we should admonish other people, we should take the banner of God, the banner of this gospel, and teach the world to all the nations. For this is what God has asked us to do, and this should be our joy, and we should do that. Amen. Amen. John 17, from verse 8, Jesus was praying. And as Jesus was praying, he said concerning us, he said, for I have given unto them the words which thou gave me. Is that not interesting? Jesus said he has given you his words. Madam is not there. Jesus said he has given you the words which God has given to him, and they have received them. Hallelujah. And have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. See how much God trusts you. See how much God believes in you. See how much God knows that indeed he has created you in his own likeness. He said, I have given them your words which you gave to me. I can say it now, Lord, I am talking to them. I am telling them that which you have asked me to tell them. And the confidence that God has concerning you, he said that not only has he given you the word, but you actually received them. And that you know surely that these words are from God. You are excited. You know that the Bible, the words that you are hearing from the Bible, they are actually from God. And you believe them. And you receive them. Therefore, see what he said. Hallelujah. He said, so I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are mine. Jesus said you are his. The word said you are his. God said you are his. He said, and all mine are thine. Every word that connects to the word of God become automatically the daughter and the son of God. Whoever delights in the word of God, to receive the word of God, to believe the word of God, to take in Jesus, that one becomes automatically God representative. on earth. He said, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine. I am glorified in them. Do you know the meaning of God, Jesus, the word of God saying, I am glorified in you? He said, the words have result through your life. The word of God have result through your life. The word of God, the glory of the word of God covers you. The blessings of the word of God covers you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hi. He said, that is the meaning when he says, I am glorified. I am glorified in them. The word of God becomes meaningful because you receive the word of God. Because Christ in you is the hope of glory. The word of God in you is the hope of glory. He said, I am glorified in them because you allow the word to walk and to prevail. I am glorified in them. He looked at you and said, oh, I am glorified. No wonder God said unto Satan, he said, have you seen my son Job? No one is as righteous as he. He exclude evil. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me quick. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Remember that this John 17 is Jesus praying to God concerning you. Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Keep them through your name. Which name? Jesus, the salvation, the Savior. He said, through that name, God will keep you. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous, they run into it and they are saved. He said, Jesus, he did all what it will do. He paid a price to the extent that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, on things on earth, in heaven and underneath the earth. And every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. And that is what happens in your life when God is glorified in you. When Jesus, the name of Jesus, holds you and keep you together. Just because of that, you hold on to the name of Jesus, this strong tower. He said, every knee will start bowing before you. And every tongue will start confessing that indeed you are the son and the daughter of God.
Amen.
That is what the world is telling us. And that is how Jesus is glorified. That is how God is glorified. Because he said, with his name, we are protected. With his name, we are kept safe. He called Father. I said, God, because of that name, that price, that blood, I have shed to get that name. Use this name to cover them. He said, use this name. That is why we can say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. When you call the name Jesus, which means amen. That prayer that you pray will come to pass. It will become a manifestation. Even when you pray prayers to thank God, when you pray prayer to praise God, when you pray prayer to God, to adore him and worship him, not only asking. Say, but when you say, I'm doing this in the name of Jesus, I cover this in the name of Jesus, it becomes hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah, shout glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Amen. He said, keep to the honor those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one. And that is what I pray, Father, keep this ministry by your name. He said, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept in my name, in the name of God. You see, that is the ability and the power and the authority that he used to deliver us from the kingdom of darkness. He said, it was your name. Look at this young man that is called David. David came before Goliath, and then he said, "Who are you, you all circumstance Philistines, that you defile the name of God? You defile the name of God. You are saying that God is not powerful enough to deliver his people? You defile." That is what sickness, diseases, and every kind of problem. They are defiling the name of God. He said, "How dare you, you this uncircumcised thing, defile the name of God?" He said, "Today I will cut off your head, and I will give you as food to the birds of the air." Because God became his exceeding joy. If I were to break grammar, God became his exceeding joy. When he got to that battlefield, he said to Satan, the devil, and all his enemies, he said, "I come in the name of the Lord. This my God, now him be God. This God, why they serve, now him be they call God." Every knee bows before him. Every tongue they confess, because he is God. With that boldness and that confidence, how can a stone pierce into an element and God went through? Angel of God, he said, "Let your light and your truth go ahead of me." The angels of God took that stone and beep, and you will just wonder. Hallelujah. Because of time, Father, have mercy. He said, "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves." The joy of God will be fulfilled in you. The joy of God will be fulfilled in you. So therefore, we should know that all these sounds of joy, which I told you, is the word of God that we hear. Hebrews 12, there are angels, there are witnesses. There are people looking at us, waiting to see the manifestation of the sons of God. They want to see, they want to witness that the word of God is happening unto us. He said, we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Say, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. What is that thing that you want God to do for you? What is that thing that you are expecting? He said, let the joy of that thing go before you, and surely you will find yourself celebrating at the right hand of God, giving testimony that, see what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. See what the Lord has done. What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. So when you do likewise like Jesus did, make the sounds of joy be before you. Make the sounds of joy celebrating that this thing that I have asked from God, God has already done it. And then you are happy and you are dancing and you are celebrating. You say, it doesn't matter what the circumstances is saying. It doesn't matter what. You say, you have cloud of witnesses. People are there watching you, clapping, just joining you up, telling you, move on, be bold, be courageous. You will get it because God is your head. And his mindset is to make you to have it. Say, I will never fail. I will sit down, and I am sitting down, by the right hand of God at his throne. Concerning this matter, I'm giving testimony. Concerning this matter, I am celebrating. Concerning that matter, I am dancing because I have received the sounds of joy. May the Lord bless his holy words. In Jesus' name, amen. Father,